I want to begin firstly by giving a tremendous Shvach V'Yedoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is exactly a year since we began. We started this teleconference, Parshas Mishpatim, Tov Shinayin Tes. And Baruch Hashem, we're here a year later. And I remember thinking back a year ago, you know, perhaps I even mentioned it, I think, a year ago. 10 minutes, 12 minutes, what could you accomplish? Baruch Hashem, with Hashem's tremendous, tremendous help. We were zeicha to go through most of the year. And finding that 10, 12 minutes is very valuable. And there's a lot to do. And there's a lot to accomplish. And it could be accomplished. With that, I'd like to dedicate tonight's shir for Schus Refuah Shleima of a girl in our community who, Leilena, was in a very, very serious situation. Bracha Caleb as Dina Esther. And perhaps, I'm not just going to dedicate the shir, but I'd like to perhaps address what we can do and what we shouldn't do when we hear about a tzara or someone struggling. And being that this week is Parshas Mishpatim, it's also Parshas Shkolim, I'd like to find the common message from these two parashiyos. The theme of both of these parashiyos is Bein Adam L'Chaveri. Interpersonal relationships, as we call it. The entire Parshas Mishpatim is between Bein Adam L'Chaveri. Kadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead immediately and begins and tells us how we have to treat each other in business, how you can't hate people, you can't bother people, and tremendous amount of halachas of Bein Adam L'Chaveri. And the truth be told, the whole Maimon Har Sinai, which we're continuing, we say Nasa V'Nishma is actually at the end of this week's parasha. Nasa again, before Nishma, is the Derech Eretz, Koydum L'Torah, the Midas before the Torah. I heard from one of the Rishayim, I have to remember who it was, that if you look at the two sides of the Luchais, you'll see something incredible. There is so many more times the amount of words. Bein Adam L'Chaveri has five long dibros, and yet the five Bein Adam L'Chaveri are very, very short, two words, like Sirzach, like Sinof. And he says because it came out that the letters were much bigger on the Bein Adam L'Chaveri side. Because the point is, it screams loud, Derech Eretz Kadmo L'Torah. And that's the lesson, the Parshas Mishpatim and the Nasa V'Nishma. And there's nothing that teaches us this lesson more than the Chatzi Shekel. We all know Parshas Shkolim. It was the Chatzi Shekel that we had to go ahead and give. And the reason for that was that the Chatzi Shekel is the half. Many Pshatim to the half. But the half means that when you give someone else a shekel, you give someone else something, you're giving from yourself. You're not giving it to someone else. You're giving it from yourself to yourself, to this Yid who's your other half. So perhaps I can share with you a most magnificent thought is a Rashi at the end of this week's parasha. The Rashi at the end of this week's parasha that says by the Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, says that the Shemayim opened up and Klal Yisrael saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiviyachol, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu's feet were on a brick called the Livnas HaSapir. And Rashi says the most amazing thing. What is Hashem? So Rashi, and it's why? To remind Hashem of the tzaras of Bnei Yisrael. They made bricks in Mitzrayim. And the obvious question is, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need reminders? He has to have a brick by his feet to remember our tzar. And the answer is right here, Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us a lesson. That he didn't just kvetch the Klal Yisrael's tzar, but he actually did something about it. He went ahead and he put in a reminder. He put in for himself a reminder, something physical, to show he did something and he's going to remember, not just the kvetch and not just the kretz. It's not enough when you hear someone going through tzaras, we hear someone sick, very sick, we say, oi, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please. And that's it. That's not enough. Something much more is needed. Something much more is necessary. You need to do something. Now, not everyone is asked to write a check, but everyone can open up a Tehillim. Whatever the tzara may be, that's the lesson. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and put this stone that reminded him of what Klal Yisrael did to show us what to do. Put something by yourself. I don't know how many you remember, but last year we had spoke about it, that there was a Yid in jail, remember Shalom Rabashkin, and we set up a bunch of stories how there were many people that came out who made Kabbalahs. He was in jail for 8 years. And people made, they didn't eat chocolate for 8 years. We told a famous story, someone didn't eat a cinnamon danish in 8 years. People did something. They did something to feel it, not just to make a kvetch. Change something in your life. One of the most beautiful stories I ever heard about Noisa Ba'oil, that Reb Chaim Brisker, who was known for his genius and learning, but was a tzaddik yisoid olam. There was once a fire in the city of Brisk, and half the city didn't have their own houses. They slept in these, in the schools and the shuls where they set up beds. And Reb Chaim Brisker, for almost a year, till everyone was back in his own bed, he slept on the floor in his house. Someone said, "What, you can't sleep in your bed?" He goes, "No. If I sleep in my bed, I'll be oblivious to that pain." He went ahead and he slept on the floor till the last person in Brisk got his bed back. This is the lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the Shemayim, but Mamasha, I don't know how long it was, a few minutes max. What did he want to show us? He had 1 minute to show us a lesson. He put the stone that represents the stone that Klal Yisrael did, and he put it by his feet to show Klal Yisrael, "I didn't just krecht. I went ahead and I made something changed up here." Incredible. I'd like to finish. I'd like to share with you a thought on Parshas Shkalim. The Pasuk says, when you give Shkalim, "V'lo yiyeh bohem negef," there won't be magefa, there won't be sickness. Everyone wants to figure out what we can do to stop the sickness in Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Pshat, in the Schus of Tzedakah, there won't be sickness. But I want to share with you a magnificent thought from the Ben Ish Chai. He says something incredible. Negef is sickness. Gefen is the symbol of bracha. Chassidim even say Gefen is a Rosh Tevis of Gizunt, Parnasa, and Nachas. Health, Parnasa, and Nachas from children. So the Ben Ish Chai says Negef and Gefen are two opposites. The same letters. He says, what's the difference between the word Negef and Gefen? He says something very incredible. Negev, the nun, is a nun posh, is a nun kafuf. Literally means a bent nun. And the pei is poshut, spread out. It's an endafe, we call it. But the word gefen is the opposite. The pei is kafuf. And the nun is long. And the question becomes, what's the difference? And he says something amazing. He says the difference between Poshut and Kofuf is held back. Kofuf means it's closed, and Poshut means it's open. Nun represents giving, and Fe represents Peh, always. Peh is the Ois of Peh, and Nun is the Ois of Nesina. He says such an unbelievable thing. He says in the word Negev, the Nun is Kofuf, it's held back. The Nesina is not so much, you're not doing anything, you're not giving. But the Peh, you talk about it. That's Negev. Gefen is the opposite. Gefen is, they both have the Gimel, he says, for Gemilas Chasadim. But the Gefen has the pay. It's kafuf, it's closed, it's a closed pay. And the Nun is open. That means you're giving and you're not talking so much. The difference between how to stop Negev to Gefen, to change sickness to Gefen, which represents good times, is, are we just saying things? Are we just, or are we actually doing something? This is a tremendous, tremendous lesson we need to understand from these two parashas. Kodesh Baruch Hu teaches this to us from the Libnas HaSapir in this week's parasha. And we also see it, as the Ben Ish Chai says, in the parasha of the Chatzi Shekel, the Machtis HaShekel, the Indian of giving. That what has to be open is the nun, do something. The nesina has to be open and the pay should be quiet. Many people talk, we have to do something, but they don't really do it. If every person, instead of just kretching and just kretching, could take upon themselves something, whether it's tehillim, not to talk during a davening, or to be more concentrating, to do a chesed for another yid, that's how we fight negev, tells us the Ben Ish Chai. The chatzi shekel represents the giving. perhaps the machtzis is the half, is the not the talking about it, just the half is just the doing half, not the talking about half. If a person, we could go ahead, this parsha's mishpatim, this parsha's shkolim, and we could all do something instead of just saying things. Remember, the pay should be pashut closed, and the nun should be long, his gefen, and if chas v'shalom, the negef has the pay is what? Big negef, at the end of the face seifis, and the nun is the one that is big. That's where the bracha is. Hashem Baruch Hu should help us. This chus that Klal Yisrael will. Well, I'm talking about Klal Yisrael in general, but I mean the city of Boston, Befrat, where we have enough in our own little town. L'yeh b'ham negef. For adding this chus that we're going to learn Parsha Shkolim, and we're going to inspire ourselves for Parsha Shkolim. The words of the pasuk of L'yeh b'ham negef. We don't have the machtes ha-shekel today to give in the Beis HaMikdash, but everyone has the machtes ha-shekel he can give. It's something that he can do that will make the L'yeh b'ham negev. And if that's chus, we'll be zeichet to L'yeh b'ham negev. There won't be any more illness in Klal Yisrael. We should be zeichet that all of Klal Yisrael should have their refuah shleima with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehirah v'yameinu. Have a good Shabbos.